KJAN Sports.
And at 7:20, good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with this check of sports brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. And Sports Atlantic Trojan Boys Swim Team was recognized Wednesday evening by the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education for their outstanding season. Athletic Director Matt Alexander introduced Coach Dean Junker, Assistant Volunteer Coach Jennifer Miller, and Nishta Valley YMCA's Jackie Sampson, who he said does a lot behind-the-scenes work, including the organizational details. Coach Junker then introduced some of the swim team members who were able to make it to the meeting. Those same team members were honored earlier in the evening at the Atlantic City Council meeting, including Nick Landhus from Clarinda, Cody McCready, Tyson Parker, Cole Sampson, Jake Redler, Damon Miller, and Avery Anderson.
The boys ended up 16th in the state. Damon took an 8th in the 200 and 7th in the 100. They have three heats per event. He was in the middle heat. He beat everybody in the race that he was in the heat that he was in, by more than two body lengths. I wished he could have been in that fastest heat to see what could have happened. But we were very happy with the results. Our relay swam very well. We represented Atlantic well.
Junker said when Atlantic first began showing up at the meets, no one knew who they were or why they were even there.
But once you thump them a little bit, they wake up real fast.
They competed against much larger schools and made a name for themselves. They also won three state records. The coach said he's very proud of the boys and how their success has inspired much younger kids.
I've got kids that are excited about next year and the year after. I mean, we're going to continue to do this, and we've got some big things that are going to happen.
There's an 8-year-old and under boys relay team as well, which the coach says he's never had before, and this year they were lucky to have 6 participants, only 4 of which may compete in the relay event.
We got disqualified in our medley relay, but we went up to the state meet in the freestyle relay, and we'd gone to 111, and I knew these other teams were going to be fast. My boys went a 102 and were the state champions. And they are on cloud nine. They are way up here. But that was really fun. When you see these little kids, when you saw the smiles on their faces, it doesn't matter. All the work you do is worth it then, because you've really helped them achieve a dream. And I honestly believe that those kids that do this stuff and they win and succeed, it helps them right here in the classroom. I really believe that. So I love doing it, and I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can.
Jackie Sampson says the YMCA's feeder program for the high school swim team had 67 swimmers this past year, or the Sharks program as it's known. 66 swam in the sectional meet, and 40 made it to state.
These kids come and swim for Dean and for Jennifer and for their teammates. This should be the first year, I think, I apologize, I don't have the number, but it's either 9 or 11 different towns that are coming to swim because of Coach Junker and the program that we've started here.
Elsewhere in sports, freshman Jordan Bohannon scored 19 points with 11 assists. Fellow newcomer Tyler Cook scored 18 with 8 rebounds. And Iowa opened the NIT with an 87-75 win over South Dakota last night. Senior Peter Jock had 20 points to lead the Hawkeyes, one of 4 top seeds in the 32-team event. Iowa couldn't quite shake South Dakota, which excelled at crashing the offensive glass and getting to the free throw line. But the Hawkeyes finally took a double-digit lead on Ahmad Wagner's layup with 8:31 left. And Wagner's layup a minute later made it to 68-54. Wohannon's three-pointer with just over a minute left put Iowa ahead 82-70. The Hawkeyes, one of the last 4 teams left out of the NCAA tournament, got 59 points from first-year players, with Isaiah Moss adding 16. Matt Mooney had 23 points for the Coyotes, who earned an NIT bid after winning the Summit League regular season crown. Friday's NCAA tournament schedule will include games by Southern Cal and UC Davis. The Trojans have advanced by turning a 17-point second-half deficit into a 75-71 win against Providence. Benny Boatwright scored a career-high 24 points to help USC avenge its 1-point loss to the Friars in the opening round of last year's NCAA tournament. Jordan McLaughlin added 18 points for the Trojans, who will face SMU in the East Regional. UC Davis was a winner in its first-ever NCAA tournament game. Maneki scored 18 points and grabbed 12 rebounds as the Aggies beat North Carolina Central 67-63 at Dayton. Brenton Lamar scored 15 points and Lawrence White added 14 to help UC Davis earn its first round meeting with a second top seed Kansas in the Midwest Regional. In men's college basketball news, Missouri has found a new basketball coach, but a pair of Pac-12 teams now have vacancies. Quanzo Martin is the new men's basketball coach at Missouri after three seasons at California. The Tigers announced the hiring Wednesday after Cal confirmed Martin's resignation, one day after the Golden Bears season ended in the first round of the NIT with a loss to Cal State Bakersfield. Martin was 62-39 overall and 29-25 in conference during his three seasons at Cal. Washington men's basketball coach Lorenzo Romar has been dismissed after 15 seasons at the school. Romar was 298-196 with the record there with the Huskies and was responsible for reinvigorating what was called a downtrodden program, taking Washington to six NCAA tournaments and three appearances in the Sweet 16. But the team missed the last six NCAA tournaments and never advanced to the Final Four despite his strong recruiting efforts. In other sports news this morning here on KJAN, in Major League Baseball news, All-Star catcher Salvador Perez should be ready for Kansas City seasoning opener after tests showed there was no structural damage to his left knee. Perez hurt the knee during the World Baseball Classic. However, the Royals are still concerned about his hyperextended left elbow and don't plan to play him in preseason games for a week. And the Washington Nationals have unconditionally released catcher Derek Norris, who at one point appeared to be penciled in as Washington's starting catcher, but became expendable after the club signed free agent Matt Wieters. Norris batted 186 with 14 homers and 42 RBIs with San Diego last season. And finally in sports, NASCAR has declined to penalize Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, and their crews for this past Sunday's post-race scuffle at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. NASCAR says the sport was built on the kind of racing that Busch and Logano did in the final laps of the Monster Energy race. Busch confronted Logano after the race and threw a punch before being knocked to the ground by Team Penske crew members. Sports was brought to you this morning by Marnie Alcorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.